Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to explore the world of electricity and how we make it. So, Ben, what actually is electricity?
Well, electricity is the movement of electrons around a circuit. Electrons are the tiny particle that surround the nucleus in an atom, and pushing them around the circuit can take a lot of energy, but you get that energy back out in another part of the circuit, so in a motor or a heater or a TV, something like that. In fact, there's nothing to stop you making the circuit the size of a country, or even a continent. So electricity is a very convenient way of transporting energy, but you still need to generate it.
So how do you do that?
The most common way of making electricity is to take a source of energy and convert it into kinetic energy, or movement, and use this to turn a generator, which makes the electricity. Solar cells and batteries are a bit different and generate the electricity directly from sunlight or from chemical energy.
So what's the most common source of energy that we use to make electricity?
Well, most of our electricity is generated using fossil fuels. These are the remnants of ancient plants and animals which have been buried deep underground, exposed to huge pressures and high temperature. This fossilises them and converts their tissues into the really useful fuels that will release a lot of energy when you burn them.
So what kinds of fossil fuels are there?
Well, there are three main types of fossil fuel. There's natural gas, there's oil, and there's coal. It's quite straightforward to generate electricity from gas. You basically just use the gas to run a jet engine and convert that to a generator. But if you want to generate electricity from coal and oil, you use a steam engine. You need to burn the fuel to make heat, use the heat to boil water and form steam, and this steam expands and gains a lot of kinetic energy, which runs through a turbine, which in turn will spin a generator.
But it's said that fossil fuels are bad, so why is that?
Well, although fossil fuels are being made all the time, it takes a really long time, and we're using them up thousands of times faster than they're being made. So they're a non-renewable resource, and we will eventually run out. Burning fossil fuels also creates carbon dioxide, which leads to the greenhouse effect and global warming, and coal can release sulfur dioxide, which will create acid rain, which damages forests and lakes.
So why does anyone use them then?
Well, they're convenient, it's very easy and cheap to build the power stations, and they're concentrated, transportable and storable.
But if you want to make electricity without producing lots of CO2, carbon dioxide, is there anything we can use instead?
Well, one option is nuclear power. Now, this works by splitting large atoms, such as uranium or plutonium, to make smaller ones. Doing this releases huge amounts of energy, and this happens in a nuclear reactor, which is heated up by all the energy released. This heat is used in exactly the same way as a coal or oil power station. It forms steam, which turns a turbine, and so a generator.
But isn't nuclear power dangerous?
Well, nuclear reactions do produce radioactive byproducts, and these can last tens of thousands of years. And radiation from these can cause cancer, so a leak of radioactive material can be very nasty. Now, this means that building them and then decommissioning them at the end of their lives is very expensive.
So why do we use them?
Well, it's extremely concentrated, so you don't need to transport very much fuel. And more importantly, it doesn't produce carbon dioxide, so it doesn't contribute to the greenhouse effect.
And all the power stations we have around the country, are they all used in the same way?
Well, nuclear and coal power stations take a long time to start up, so they're used for the base load. And then oil and gas power stations are used to deliver the peaks in electricity demand, such as when everyone turns their kettles on at the end of EastEnders.
So we've learned about the ways in which we can generate electricity from non-renewable sources, and in part two we'll find out about some cleaner, more sustainable alternatives.